Mountain, A Word Fitly Spoken, by Reverend Bill Langrack. Many who have not the privilege of living near them will likely at some point travel to see the mountains. Rightly so, immense, beautiful, towering, majestic, rugged, wild, and permanent. They are awesome, visual spectacles the Lord created for us to enjoy, and also as enduring earthly pictures of spiritual realities. In general, mountains represent kingdoms and people that inhabit them, but more specifically, they are a type of the everlasting, universal kingdom of God. From the beginning, our Creator gave mountains a prominent place in Old Covenant history. Some are known mainly for the descriptive names, Halak, smooth, Seir, hairy, Jearim, forested, Shafer, beautiful, Salmon, shady, Paran, cavernous, Hermon, sanctuary, also highest and northernmost mountain Canaan. Others are named after tribes, Naphtali, Ephraim, and Judah, or nations living nearby, Amorites, Amalek, and Lebanon. Still others are associated with significant covenant events, Hor, where Aaron died, Abarim, where Moses saw Canaan, Nebo, where Moses died, Gerizim and Ebal, where Israel read the curses and blessings of God's law, Gilboa, where Saul and Jonathan died, and Carmel, site of the Lord's great victory over Baal. No mountains are mentioned more than Sinai, or Horeb, and Zion, or Moriah. Importantly, both are called the Holy Mountain of God, upon both he is descended to dwell with Israel, and from both are derived the clearest spiritual pictures of mountains. At Sinai, God appeared in the burning bush to denounce deliverance of Israel. Acts 7, verse 30. After he redeemed them, he came down on it with lightning, earthquake, cloud, and trumpet. Exodus 19, verse 18 through 19. His glory was a devouring fire. Chapter 24, verse 16. He lived with Moses. Exodus 24, verse 16. The people met with God. Exodus 19, verse 17. He made covenant with them. Deuteronomy 5, verse 2. And he gave judgments and laws. Leviticus 26, verse 46. Whereas Israel could not approach Sinai and saw God only from afar, Exodus 19, verse 11 through 12, on Zion God graciously makes a permanent, safe home for his people to worship him through atoning sacrifice. It is where Abraham sacrificed his only son, Genesis 22, verse 2, and the Lord established David's kingdom as a mighty fortress and built his temple, 2 Chronicles 3, verse 1. Collectively, these mountains represent the everlasting kingdom God establishes graciously with his elect church, redeemed, sanctified, and blessed by his living presence through the Spirit of Jesus Christ, and brought to glorious perfection in the new creation. Essentially, the Lord is the mountain of Israel, Isaiah 30, verse 29. More glorious than the mountains, before they were brought forth, he is God, Psalm 76, verse 4, and Psalm 90, verse 2. By his strength he sets them fast, weighs in the balance, and is praised by them, Psalm 65, verse 6, Isaiah 40, verse 12, and Isaiah 14, verse 23. His righteousness is like the mountains, Psalm 36, verse 6, and his covenant more enduring, Isaiah 54, verse 10. Thus, when God in Christ comes to dwell personally with his church, it is the mountain of his holiness, beautiful for situation, joy of the whole earth, city of the great King, Psalm 48, verse 1 through 2. As mountains drop dew, his people are blessed by his Spirit and their souls satisfied, for death is swallowed up in victory, Psalm 133, verse 3, Jeremiah 50, verse 19, Isaiah 25, verse 8. Sanctified by his presence, it is a goodly mountain, Deuteronomy 3, verse 25. City of truth, Zechariah 8, verse 3. Habitation of justice, Jeremiah 31, verse 23. It is also a house of prayer, Isaiah 56, verse 7. Made joyful and full of the knowledge of God, Jew and Gentile are brought to this holy mountain to worship, lifting up voices with strength, so the noise of a great people is heard, Isaiah 13, verse 4, Isaiah 40, verse 9, and Isaiah 11, verse 9. Neither shall anything hurt nor destroy in all this holy mountain, Isaiah 11, verse 9. It is the Lord's kingdom, city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, Isaiah 24, verse 23, Hebrews 12, verse 22. In it the Lamb stands with his redeemed, 144,000, the elect. Inheritors of his mountain, Revelation 14, verse 1, Isaiah 65, verse 9. His glory is their defense, his presence a shelter in the storm, Isaiah 4, verse 5 through 6. They stand strong as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever, Psalm 30, verse 7, Psalm 125, verse 1. But it is not fully perfected until the great day of the Lord, when this mountain of humble beginnings fills the whole earth, Daniel 2, verse 35. In the last days, although all other mountains shall be moved out of their place, Revelation 6, verse 14, this mountain of the Lord will be established, exalted over all, and the nations flow unto it. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and dust shall be the serpent's meat. The Lord will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Mount Zion shall go forth his law. Isaiah 65, verse 25, Isaiah 2, verse 2 through 3.